Welcome to another episode of the Life Podcast. I'm your host today, Bill Bell, a Vice President in Pacific Life's Advanced Designs Unit. Stephen Mitchell, my normal co-host, is nowhere to be found today, but that's okay because I'm really just introducing an interview that Stephen and I did with one of our good friends and a great Pacific Life producer, Joel Solomon, at last year's Total Solution Forum. Joel stopped by our podcast booth to talk about a number of different subjects and gave a really terrific interview, so here you go. I hope you enjoy it. Oh, but before we get to Joel, I'm being prompted by our podcast producers that it is time for our world-famous opening disclosures. So take it away.
This podcast is intended for financial professional use only. If you are not a financial professional, please visit our public website at pacificlife.com. Although this podcast is sponsored by Pacific Life Insurance Company, the opinions and views expressed are those of the hosts and participants and do not necessarily reflect Pacific Life Insurance Company's views on any of the topics discussed. Pacific Life Insurance Company is licensed to issue insurance products in all states except New York. Product and material availability and features may vary by state. And stay tuned after this episode for more important disclosures at the end of this podcast.
All right, well, we are here with a man that needs no introduction, but I'm going to give one anyways because people can't see him. Joel Solomon, longtime Pacific Life producer. So when I was checking in yesterday here at the Total Solution Forum, they put little ribbons on our badges that mine says Pacific Life host and speaker. When we have the educational symposium here, there's usually a little flag that says Vanguard member. And they said, well, there's no Vanguard people here. And I said, oh, no, there is one. And it's Joel Solomon. So, Joel, thank you so much for being here. For our listeners, explain what a Vanguard member is, because I think a lot of people would be interested in that.
Well, first, it is certainly Pacific Life's historical super secret society. It's sort of the skulls of Pacific Life, which I'm looking forward working with Pac Life Senior Management to actually change so it becomes way more obvious and evident. How do you become a Vanguard? What is it really about? What does it mean? Not only to the producer, but to those people that really surround the producer in terms of what can a Vanguard really do to make a difference in other people's lives, both professionally and personally and maybe philanthropically. So it's been a great honor. I think it goes back to like 2008 that I was inducted. I was asked very recently, actually, to kind of succeed Jim Feek, who is the head guru of the Vanguards for many years. As Jim is planning on retiring out, I'll actually be heading up the Vanguard initiative. So I'm very excited about continuing the tradition of what Vanguard is and what it means.
Stephen, have you ever been to one of these super secret society meetings or an induction ceremony for the Vanguard people?
The answer to that question, I'm required to say no.
So, Joel, you're one of our speakers here at the Total Solutions Forum. What are you talking about, and what value are you going to bring to the event here?
So I'm going to be speaking about our program called Retirement Tax Analyzer, which in unison with Pacific Life, together we developed, really. And it's a really cool web-based planning tool. And when you think about retirement planning, most people have some amount of money and contribute to some form of tax-qualified plans, 401ks, IRAs, defined contribution plans, and the like. And so what they do is they put away money. They hope it's going to grow rather nicely. But if you really were to forecast what it would be worth at some point in time, maybe a specific retirement age, the planning tools that are out there are very complicated, burdensome to use. So we made it really simple when we developed this tool. You put in the client's name, the age, how much does he or she have, how much is he contributing, and in a thousandth of a second, literally, it will forecast year by year what the actual values would be. And then, unlike most planning tools, again, in a thousandth of a second in front of your and your client's eyes, it will reveal the projected taxable distributions during your assumed number of years during retirement, which the client can change, and changes of assumptions of rate of return. And the taxes that would be due under the client's assumption of taxation rates and what he can or she can actually plan on receiving after tax on an annual basis. So the tool constantly updates that as you update the value of the client's qualified plan assets based on the ups and downs of the market.
Yeah, the thing I love about RTA is Retirement Tax Analyzer, RTA for short, I should say, is that it helps to illustrate, and when I say illustrate, I mean not from a life insurance illustration standpoint, but just a projection standpoint, what I call tax rate risk. So tax rate risk is the risk that taxes are going to be higher when you retire than you anticipated. For example, I'm 49 years old. I probably am not going to retire for another 15 to 20 years. And even that might be a bit of a stretch. Mm-hmm. I'm taking the risk by putting my money in a qualified plan or a non-qualified plan that when I take that money out, that taxes are going to be at a level similar to what they are today. And I have no idea what tax rates are going to be in 20 years. I mean, I've been in this industry for about 20 years myself, and we've had five major tax law changes in that time period. You can assume that there's probably going to be five more between now and when I retire. So I need to know what my tax rate risk is, and I think a lot of clients overlook that risk associated with their retirement plans.
Yeah, I think just a spot on point of view. And again, what the tool can do with just putting in one input, assume tax rate during retirement. So you can run it. Let's say you want to run it at 30% tax rate. You press a button, you get a PDF of the entire pre-retirement look in terms of values and what it would mean during retirement, as I explained before. Change the tax rate to 32%. In 1/1000th of a second, you see the results and the impact on your net after-tax income. So the cool part of the tool, and I've learned this after 43 years of being in this business, efficiency is what it is about. Simplicity for clients is paramount. We sometimes paralyze clients with scores of pages of presentation material. And one of the things that I've learned is it's exactly opposite that. Can they see something clearly, concisely, and with ease of ongoing annual updates? And so it makes it easier on the client, but most importantly too, it makes it easy for the producer to update on a yearly basis.
So Joel, for our listeners that are not lucky enough to be in the room this afternoon when you give the details of the program, how would somebody get information and get access to the program?
Yeah, so always you can reach out to your Pacific Life contact person, your regional wholesaler or home office, or you can call our offices at 949-544-2500. We have several people that are dedicated to the Retirement Tax Analyzer program who will help walk you through examples and some recorded videos that kind of introduce it. They're sort of YouTube or Vimeo type of videos. That would be the right approach.
So, Joel, switching gears here a little bit, part of being a Vanguard member means that you have worked with Pacific Life for a long period of time and sold a lot of Pacific Life products. What is it that attracts you? What is it that keeps you with Pacific Life? Is it product? Is it service? Is it the relationships? Or is it a combination of all those things?
Well, I think you hit a lot of the attributes right on the head. So my relationship now goes back to about 1982. It's actually 40 years of relationship with this company. And here's what I have found. One, you like building a relationship with any individual. Individuals can be human beings and they can be entities, corporations, LLCs, etc. This is a company that stands for integrity. It stands for personally getting to know you and the company's wanting you to know it. They live by their promises. The way they price products are incredibly fair. But where not only does the client win, but the company profits as a result first of the client winning. when they put forth, when PacLife puts forth illustrations, you can count on the integrity by which they are putting forth product. Last but not least, even though they work, the company works in an oligopoly of limited competitors. So generally, when one competitor comes up with some brilliant idea, the rest of the competitors, to not lose market share, will match what that other competitor is doing. And what has been remarkable about Pacific Life is if you believe in the long-range story of how a life insurance company must operate to fulfill its promises, you cannot put your trust in any other life insurance company that will ever exceed what you can count on with Pacific Life and its ongoing senior management development and the continuing story of living up to its promises and obligations to policyholders.
Thank you for those kind words, Joel. That just couldn't have been said any better. I wanted to, you did confess to being around the company for a few years. If you could go back in time 40 years ago and give advice to yourself as a young man in 1982 in this business, what kind of advice would you give somebody at that stage? Now, the industry has obviously changed a lot in the last 40 years, but somebody, you know, at that stage in their career, what kind of advice would you give to that person?
Wow, what a terrific question. So one is always conduct yourself with complete integrity, with the client's best interests completely in mind. You declare yourself as a fiduciary in the relationship. It's the golden rule. It is not about how much money you can make. It is about how big of a difference can you make in the client's life. As a result of that, the profit that you might earn is well earned. But it has to come in that order. So that's the first thing. And then I think the next piece of advice is to really understand how you grow your business. And the way you grow your business is what I was taught going back to 1976. And that is, you have to have enough respect for yourself and belief in what you do. When you talk to a client for the very first time, first objective is not really as much pitching what it is that you're offering, but rather telling the client that you've got a lot of arrows in your quiver to solve various types of financial problems. So you have to become a ninja in what are the right questions to ask. You got to stop talking and you got to become a wonderful listener. So I always learn two things. One, Mr. Client, from a financial perspective, what if anything is keeping you up at night and you zip it? And 9 out of 10 times that client will tell you exactly what he or she is concerned about. Then you can respond. The second major point I would make is sooner or later, when the client is convinced or this prospective client is convinced that you have something to offer them of value, is to explain how you get paid. Some people who are listening might be fee-based. The second thing you would say is, I want you to understand that I represent you and not financial institutions. So I will come back to you with recommendations for financial products, if you need them, from the top financial institutions that specialize in the particular product that you need. I will juxtapose the advantages and disadvantages of the products, both financially, that's quantitative, and qualitatively. And then the third thing that you say is, when I get done with my work, if you think that work was phenomenal and most valuable, what we call PV, then we're going to sit down and talk about everybody you know that respects you professionally and personally, that you think would benefit from working with me, and who you believe I would enjoy working with. But only when I'm done with my work, and only if you think it's phenomenal and most valuable. If you learn that story, which, by the way, word for word, when you become a Retirement Tax Analyzer member, it's on the website. It's that story of how you get paid and the referral email. You will have a plethora of ongoing monthly prospects who want to see you on a favorable basis.
And plethora means many. Do I have that correct?
Yes, that is my... some people get a little annoyed because I took the Harvard Business School vocabulary. So whenever I can come up with the three or four words I remember from like the 500 that I learned, I kind of like to use them. I threw in juxtapose. Did you not get the juxtapose?
I got that one, yeah, but I always think of the word plethora in the movie Three Amigos with
there you go, right?
Chevy Chase and Steve Martin and Martin Short. Somebody uses the word plethora and they said, do you know what that word means? And they're like, no, I don't know what that means, but you know what it means. Last question. Your firm has had a little bit of a transition the last few years. You are now working with a very large property and casualty firm, and a lot of our listeners have been working towards building professional partnerships, professional relationships with non-traditional sources of life insurance sales, and property and casualty firms are one that is rich for potential partnerships with. What advice would you give to our listeners that are looking to build those relationships with a PNC firm out there?
Wow. So, or really for that matter, even some type of accounting or legal firm. The place where I try to spend the most of my time is learning and not talking. My wife might not agree with that, but besides her, what I mean by that is I really looked at what went wrong in many previous enterprises of people that I knew in the business or know in the business who attempted to do this with commercial property and casualty brokers. And after having a few of those conversations, understanding where they think it went wrong, and these are people that I had a lot of respect for, well, if I know that that path does not get you to Oz, it kind of makes sense to come up with a different path. So the way that I would answer the question, if you really have that type of potential referral source, you have to sit down with the CEO or leader of that company, and you have to say, I have a plan. This plan will not work unless, one, you and I collaborate, scheme to bring about something that would not have happened otherwise. So what does that look like? It's together building a business plan that both of you will follow. And it starts off with, one, identifying your top 25 lowest hanging fruit commercial property and casualty clients where you've got the best relationships, where all we're going to do methodically is see one of those clients of yours, Mr. Commercial PNC Broker. We're gonna see one of those clients a week. Not 10 a week, one a week. That's 4 a month. By the way, I have very strong math skills, as you can tell. When that person commits to the one per week and will visit with you with that client, you're off to the races. But you've got to have the commitment. You've got to have a financial arrangement that will work for the commercial property and casualty broker, which means one way or another, that firm is going to have to get licensed in life insurance to be able to share. So there's two ingredients. One, complete commitment by the leader with a developed business plan. And number two, licensed in some manner that qualifies them to revenue share. Because the fact of the matter is, we're all driven by making more money. But at the same time, you always have to do so in a legal manner. So those would be the requirements that work.
So like everything else in this industry, half measures or doing something halfway is just not going to make you successful.
You're just wasting your time. The idea that you've got some relationship that doesn't have a documented business plan or LLC formed. And I would say if you can form an actual entity that the commercial PNC firm owns with you, that is a way bigger commitment than just some informal relationship that we're going to go see a bunch of people together.
Thank you so much for joining us here today. It's always great to hear from you.
Thank you. And Bill and Steven, you know, it's been decades together, actually. And, you know, you guys are very special to me, as is so many in the company. Thanks for having me.
Well, I certainly hope that you enjoyed listening to that interview. Steven and I certainly had a great time conducting the interview. And of course, we always learn something from Joel every time we get a chance to talk to him. So thanks again to Joel Solomon for agreeing to be our guest for this episode of the Life Podcast. A couple of quick housekeeping items before we get going. If you have a question for Stephen or myself, you're welcome to send us an email at themailbag@pacificlife.com. We do respond to every question that we get into that mailbox, so go ahead and send us an email if you do have a question in regards to anything you hear on the Life Podcast. Also, if you'd like to listen to past episodes of our show, you can do so by visiting thelifepodcast.com. That's where we keep all the old episodes of the show and a lot of other great content there as well. Finally, if you subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, stop by there and leave us a review. We always like to hear from our listeners. So for the absent Stephen Mitchell, I'm Bill Bell, signing off.
The primary purpose of life insurance is death benefit protection. Life insurance is subject to underwriting and approval of the application and will incur monthly policy charges. Pacific Life is a product provider. It is not a fiduciary and therefore does not give advice or make recommendations regarding insurance or investment products. In order to sell life insurance, a financial professional must be a properly licensed and appointed life insurance producer. Pacific Life, its affiliates, their distributors, and respective representatives do not provide tax, accounting, or legal advice. Any taxpayer should seek advice based on the taxpayer's particular circumstances from an independent tax advisor or attorney. Pacific Life Insurance Company is licensed to issue insurance products in all states except New York. Product/material, availability, and features may vary by state. Pacific Life Insurance Company is located in Newport Beach, California. Jill Solomon is an independent financial professional representing various insurers, including Pacific Life Insurance Company. CEO stands for Chief Executive Officer. LLC stands for Limited Liability Company. IUL stands for Index Universal Life Insurance. Index Universal Life Insurance does not directly participate in any stock or equity investments. This podcast was recorded on September 22nd, 2022. The state code for this podcast is 23-95.